This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 68. Let's go.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tie.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tie.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front.
Yo,
roll
to the front. How y'all doing out there? Just wanted to come to you over the holiday break. And give you a quick podcast of a couple of moves that you can do with your students. And these are going to be ground moves, a couple of ground moves you can do with your students when you get back to class. So this is starting 2017 off fresh, right? So you're coming in the gate with two cool ground moves that your class will definitely be working on, and you can add these moves in your choreography, in your routines, in your competition dances, and they will look awesome. All right, so if you listen to this podcast for the first time, my name is Christopher Zonderflex Tyler, a.k.a. Mr. Chris Hip Hop, and you can get this podcast on Podomatic.com. You can get it on iTunes as well as Stitcher Radio. And if you want to listen to it on the website, just go to www.MrChrisHipHopDance.com. Holler at me on social media. My Twitter is at Mr. Chris Hip Hop, as well as Snapchat and Instagram at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. You can also follow the studio, which is Nashville School of Dance and Music on Instagram. We've been posting like crazy because over the break, we have been doing solo privates, because when we come back, our next competition is going to be in February. So we got plenty of dancers out there that's like, yo, over the break, I'm ready to get busy. And so we've been in the studio on the grind working with them. So you can see some of the posts on there of some of the solo routines and lots of positive motivational quotes on there, because I'm trying to keep everybody pumped and getting ready for Christmas as well as the new year. So yeah, that's it. Be on the lookout. I just did a video for a song that's going to be on the new album. It is for your minis. It's the introduction to the move called Break the Bat on the Knee. So a lot of you might know this move, but it's when your arms go down and it's like you're taking a baseball bat, breaking it over the knee. You're contracting in the middle and going right over top of the knee. And I'm doing it on there where I'm starting off slow with singles. And then I go to doubles, double on the right, double on the left. And then I switch up the count, right, left, double on the right, left, right, double on the left. The video is out, and the song, it will be attached on YouTube, so you can check that out. And the album will be coming out soon. I'm working, I'm writing, I'm grinding. And but yeah, I used it in class already. It was great. I think I talked about it on another podcast, but I realized that I did not have a video for it, so I wanted to get that out to you. So yeah, there it is. All right, so let me get this. Is gonna be a quick one. It's gonna be a quick one because we're in the holiday season. I'm cooking. I'm getting ready. You know, my neighbor, Mr. Jimmy, came over to me. He's like, "Yo, I got the peanut oil if you want to fry the turkey." And I think here in Nashville it's gonna be like 70 degrees on Christmas. So. Yeah, so I hope all you guys got your Christmas shopping done, and yes, you know us dance teachers, we never stop. The innovation, the ideas, a lot of you right now listening to this podcast, you just writing, your ideas are flowing, you can't wait to get back in the lab with the students, and that's why we're here, to keep delivering content, because I know that you are just like I am. We love this thing. This thing is a passion, you know how I mean? We just can't stop. So, all right, here it is. So the title of this podcast is Two Ground Moves You Can Teach Your Students and They Will Love It. Two ground moves. Both of them now. They're coming from, one of them is a straight up b-boy move, right? So you can work this in with your coffee grinder, with your six step, with your three step, with your, and we haven't done a video or a podcast on this master swipes or baby swipes, but it's coming because we've been working on them. So I'm definitely going to share it with you. But here it is. Two ground moves. I'm going to put both links to the videos, the tutorials in the show notes. So when you look at this at the bottom of the podcast, you'll see links on there. It'll have links from my social media as well as links to the moves that we're talking about in the podcast. All right. So the first move is called the clock blender. Now, the clock bender, when you do this, like, and the B-boy that's going to be showing this move, he goes in, he starts off slow, and then he goes fast. And both of the legs kind of move, like, right after each other. So it's like, boom, 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 boom. And you'll see what I'm talking about when you watch the video. But the way I would start teaching it, and he says this in the video, is that you want to start off in like your James Brown split. So if you can imagine, you're in the James Brown split, or you might know it as a jazz split, right? Where one leg is bent and the other leg is straight. So let's say we are, our right leg is bent, we're sitting down, left leg is straight, all right? So then you take that left leg, you bend it towards you where your heel is coming towards you. Then you lift up your bottom, and then so you allow your leg basically to go around in a full circle. Now the clock bender, you're going to do both of them like that. He'll show you how to switch them. So one of them goes, then the heels click, and it knocks the other one into it, and it's like swoosh, 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 swoosh. So if you can imagine, you're doing the six step, da 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 da. You go into the coffee grinder, boom, 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 and then you go into the clock blender. All right, so definitely check that move out. Watch it over and over again because it's definitely dope. It's dope once they get it fast. There's a B-boy that came in and taught this to our kids, and it was great. They love it. And in their freestyle circle, they do it to this day. Every time they go out and they know that they've done a couple of popping, waving moves and tutting, and they want to take it down, they go to this as one of their footwork or floor work moves. All right, so the clock bender, that's number one. Number two, this one right here, it's a ground move, but it's a way of getting off of the ground, right? And I like to use it a lot where, like, if I'm putting it in a dance, I'll have one person in front, the other person in back, and they're facing, one person facing the right, other person facing the left, then they go down on the ground, and then they rise up. So the move is called the rise up, and I'm going to put a tutorial on the link so you can check it out. But the rise up is basically like, okay, so you're on the ground, and if you can imagine being, like, in a push-up position, right? But you want to make it look like there was almost like a string or a magnetic force that pulled you up, like, zoop. And you know what I mean? It's like your leg didn't bend is the illusion. Like you just came up off the floor. All right. So, and in the tutorial, the way he shows it is you go down to a push-up and then you take, like, you know, let's say you're going to use your right leg. Take your right leg, you lift it up, and then you push your arms, you use your arms to push up, and you rock back where the tippy toe of your right foot touches the ground. Left knee is still bent, your back is straight up now. So it's basically like you're in a sit-up position, and then, you know, you won't be able to stop here because you need momentum for you to rise up all the way up. But your body's right there. Now, if you do it in full motion, the momentum will carry you up. And the more you work with your students on not bending the back leg, the doper it will look. Now, you'll see on there on the tutorial when, I mean, his back leg is like stiff as a board, right? So you go into a push-up position and then, whoom, rise up. And then you want to make it, you want your body to kind of come up slow, almost like, you know what I mean? Like you went down and reversed it, like reverse, reverse. You know what I'm saying? So that is the second ground move. Now, the way you can work that in, now say if you wanted to put these together, all right, so you got your six step. Six step, boom, 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 boom. And then when you come around to back to the beginning position of the six step, where you rock back and you're in the crab walk. You just sit straight down, go into the clock blender, dun, 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 come up on one knee, and then start the coffee grinder going, right? And then drop down from the coffee grinder because you're in an upright position into a push-up position, and then whoom, push yourself off the ground and do the rise up. That right there, that's a combination that if you've been following the podcast and the even on the album, so on the Zonda 101 album, you're going to use the six step song. And then on the Hip Hop for Beginners, you're going to use the coffee grinder. So if you're going to introduce the floor work for your class structure, then you start off the class with the drills. Like after you do the stretch song, then you want to start off with the six steps slow, just in case. You know, you might have new students in there, or it's always good to review. You know what I mean? Especially if you haven't done it in a while. If you've been straight choreography, you can go to the six step and then coffee grinder. Use those two moves. You know, do your freestyle circle. Do two rounds, two songs. And in the circle, you can say, I only want you to do in round one the coffee grinder and the six step, right? And then right after that, you introduce the new skills, which is the clock blender and the rise up. All right, then once you do that, then you start working on that. And then for the choreography, instead of going to, you know, straight up stand up choreography, you can start off, you know, well, maybe you can't start off standing up. You could do a couple top rock moves, go into the knee drop or the pin drop, and then go into the set. However you want to arrange it, with adding in there the six step, the coffee grinder, the clock blender, and the rise up. And that gives you a full floor work set. And then you'll see, once you work on that, and it might be a thing that you do it 1 week and then you want to revisit the next week. You know what I mean? But you'll start seeing in their freestyles, it's going to give them more of a vocabulary. So, you know what I mean? Because what you want to get away from is, I don't know what to do during the freestyle, right? You don't want that. You want them to start building a hip-hop base knowledge, what moves they can add into their, and it, you know, ultimately makes them better hip-hop dancers. So, there you go. That's it right there. Two cool ground moves right there. The clock blender and the rise up. Teach it to them. Work with it. While you over break, go over it yourself. Make sure you got it down. So when you come back in, and these are two moves that, you know what I mean, even if you are not a straight up B-boy or B-girl, you can definitely learn these moves and teach them as well. All right. So there it is. This is your boy. I told you it's going to be a quick one. That's all I got for you. Yo, we're getting ready to go into the new year, 2017. New goals, new tricks, new moves, new attitude, new energy. Keep it moving and keep doing what you're doing. It's your boy, Christopher Zonder Flex Tyler, a.k.a. Mr. Chris Hip Hop. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. Facebook, Zonder Flex. Shoot me an email, Chris at MrChrisHipHopDance.com. And if you are looking to book some masterclasses or workshops in your studio in 2017, holla at your boy. Definitely available. Putting dates down now. And we'd love to come in. And also, we come in, we could do a adult class as well. We could have an adult beginner hip-hop class. We could have a hip-hop class for teachers. We can just blow it out. Just make this thing cray, 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 cray. All right, y'all. I'm up out of here. Hey, keep being blessed. Shout out to everybody downloading the podcast. My goodness, I love y'all. I love y'all. My people, my tribe right there. Yo, let's keep rocking this thing out in 2017. And on that note, your boy is out.
Yo, yo, yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.